There was no arguing with the file. Several inches thick and stamped confidential, it sat on my boss's desk like a fresh indictment. In my spare time, I had a lot of it in those days, I relived the contents again and again, treating each chapter like evidence in a trial, searching for a sign that the jury was still out. But as any good lawyer will tell you, evidence seldom leads us to the truth. Even then, more than a year after the slip-up that started the whole mess, after the blood tests and the endless examinations, after the weeks of waiting and the final crashing verdict, I still hadn't given up hope. Septimus Brennan turned the pages slowly. "Am I allowed one final appeal?" "Not yet," he said. "When I'm done reading." While he continued his inspection, I took a mental tour of my surroundings. A few yards to my right, a tall window illuminating a collection of carefully tended miniature bonsai. Directly in front of me, Sepp bent over the file, wearing, as usual, a starched jacket and a tie dating back to the Reagan era. On the wall behind him, a display of African tribal masks bearing an uncanny resemblance to their owner. One of them was always scolding me with a mouth shaped like a big O, as though I'd just been caught stealing from a piggy bank, or in this case, my employer's payroll. Sepp stopped over the most recent entry. Dated less than a month ago, it ended on a typically negative note. "According to this, nothing's changed," he said, making it sound like an accusation. I roused myself and shrugged. "You were expecting a brand new me?" "No, I suppose not." He replaced the paper with a sigh. "But I was hoping for a better excuse. It's only until the end of the year. I promise I'll be ready by then." "By the end of the year, I'll have to get down on my knees and beg them to keep you." "That's a bit harsh, isn't it? I mean, with your arthritis." Sepp made a show of clearing his throat, and I thought maybe I'd gone too far. "Besides," I added, "it's not like I'm guilty of extortion. You'd think I was making it all up." Beneath the desk, where I hoped he couldn't see it, my right leg was twitching like the needle on a polygraph. "No one's accusing you of that. However, go ahead. My skin's pretty thick these days. Some have questioned your, sincerity." "Who, the tyrants upstairs?" Feigning outrage, I waved imprecisely at the file. "Have any of them bothered to read what's in there? Or were they expecting me to do it for them?"
"There's no need to gild the lily. I have the lab reports right in front of me."